During the last year, Governor Beshear says the Commonwealth made national headlines with health care reforms, such as its expansion of Medicaid and the creation of an online marketplace for medical insurance. Its economic recovery has included significant business growth, but if the legislature can overhaul the tax code and enhance revenues, Beshear says the economic picture will brighten further.
I will present to you this session a tax modernization proposal with specific recommendations on how to move our tax system into the 21st century.
While waiting to hear more specifics from the governor, Senate President Robert Stivers noted after the speech, a revenue-neutral plan would stand the best chance. It means raising taxes for some people and lowering them for others. The Republican leader says such reforms would still bring more money into state coffers.
We would have more revenues because more people are working and more people are paying taxes. That, to me, is a good tax code.
Stivers' counterpart in the House, Speaker Greg Stumbo, says many people view tax reform as something they can support unless it increases their tax burden. The Democratic leader also believes there is a way to adjust the tax system and collect more money for state government.
I think there is a way forward by lowering the individual rates, by lowering perhaps the corporate rates, if you spread the base. And if you spread the base, it does allow for growth.
Expanding the tax base could mean levying taxes on certain services, which are currently exempt. Senate Majority Floor Leader Damon Thayer says the challenge is significant to reform taxes or expand gambling. Instead of preparing the way for those issues, Thayer says the governor allowed himself to be distracted by other issues.
It looks to me like he's going to back off and take another swing at tax reform and expanded gambling, which is interesting because he spent most of the year implementing Obamacare and not laying the groundwork for any major policies during this session, like tax reform and expanded gambling, both of which are going to take a lot of heavy lifting.
Fellow Republican, House Minority Leader Jeff Hoover was disappointed the governor didn't provide specifics on an expanded gambling proposal. Many educators this winter may lobby for the legalization of casinos, selling them as a much-needed source of revenue for Kentucky schools. As for education, Governor Beshear reiterated last night, if left with no choice, he would be willing to take the needed funds from Peter so Kentucky can pay Paul.
I'm determined to find money to reinvest in education, even if I have to make harmful cuts in other areas to do so.
One of those taking in the State of the Commonwealth address was State Education Commissioner Terry Holliday. Afterwards, Holliday expressed some confidence the legislature will increase funding for schools, but he sees no solid figures on the amount of additional aid which could go into K-12 education.
Every leadership position I've talked to, they all want to support education and restore some of the funds been cut. I think it's just a matter of how much. That's what we'll debate.
Governor Beshear didn't focus on money matters only. He also said the Commonwealth should take steps to protect unmarried couples from domestic violence. When asked about this legislation, Senate President Stivers says current law already provides adequate protection. Governor Beshear will also sponsor an initiative designed to cut the state's smoking rate by 10% by 2018. Another would be to create no-phone zones near schools and construction areas where drivers cannot use cell phones. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.